And may the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. No doubt, as I read that Gospel this morning, the Sermon on the Mount, as it's often called, you may well have thought to yourselves, what's that got to do with our theme for today, All Saints' Day? Is this a list of the qualities of a saint? Yes, one could see it that way, as a blueprint for sainthood. But would it be the complete definition of a saint? Well, I certainly didn't think so when I was a child. In my mind, sainthood was reserved for those few people who were the best Christians ever. It was later, as I understood more of what the Bible tells us, that I became somewhat confused, for St. Paul, in his letter to the young churches, refers to all followers of Jesus as saints. A saint, he implies, is someone who follows our Lord. And the penny dropped when I realised that the use of the phrase the communion of saints in the Apostles' Creed means just that. The saints consist of all people down the ages, including our own times, who have loved and served God, who have tried to love and serve their neighbours, as Jesus commanded. Even those who have gone before us, whose lives encourage us, rather like a crowd at a football match cheering on their team, which perhaps explains why followers of Southampton Football Club, which was originally started by the church, had a ground called St. Mary's, and of course adopted as their anthem, "When the Saints Go Marching In." Now over time that picture in my mind developed as I learnt more about the saints. I realised that not all of those we commemorate in the church's calendar lived totally blameless lives, much as we would so fondly imagine. Think of one of Jesus' disciples, St. Peter. He kept on getting it wrong, didn't he? He failed Jesus many times. And if historical records are to be believed, then many saints had dubious pasts before they allowed God into their lives. I was then able to understand the wisdom in Oscar Wilde's words. The only difference between a saint and a sinner is that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future as a saint. It's rather profound. The only difference between a saint and a sinner is that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future as a saint. Yes, there's hope for all of us as potential saints if we recognise our imperfections. And yes, there is a patron saint for those of us who despair of that. The patron saint for lost causes isn't Jude, by the way. Once we have realised that the saints we are celebrating today are people who realise, and have realised, the importance of God's saving grace in their lives, then we are on the right lines. They and we are all pilgrims on the path which leads to the kingdom. We are all people who are learning how to become more like Christ. So how does that connect with Jesus' teaching in his Sermon on the Mount, which is today's Gospel? Well, if we've learnt one thing from our experiences during the COVID-19 period, it is that the value of things we could not do has been brought home to us. Our ability to travel, to socialise, to enjoy special occasions with others, to buy what we want, when we want, and all the rest of the things which we enjoyed last year, which have gone, and now have made us realise how they affected us in mind and body in our materialistic society. We are able, perhaps, to see more clearly what really matters in life. Jesus taught that the people most greatly blessed those deprived of the essentials of life. Yes, he was not saying in these Beatitudes that it was right for people to be hungry, poor, persecuted, and so on. Far from it. But rather that such people are less cluttered by the materialism of this world, by other people's opinions, by the temptations of power, by selfish behaviour, and the illusion of superiority over others. They are blessed because, like the saints of old, they were able to see more clearly what really matters in life. It is this ability to see things in the proper perspective that is so important. For it is only when we realise and understand the inequalities we create as a society that we will be motivated to do something about it. Yes, we need to see, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, beyond our inherent perception that saints were just very, very good people. In that respect, I think those who decorated the stained glass windows in our places of worship have got it right, because there is more than just depiction of biblical content. Such artists can let their imaginations run away with them as they do so. For example, they have a predilection for filling in odd corners and spaces with depictions of angels. As a scientist, I've always found this distracting, because although they give them wings, the angels depicted in our church windows would never fly, as those wings would indicate. There is an adequate surface area to weight ratio, as a scientist, for example. But I do applaud their efforts when they depict saints in stained glass windows. Because they're accurate descriptions of them? No. Almost certainly not. It is the symbolism they show. The saints depicted in our church windows are not just colourful characterizations of them, but they allow light to come through. And that, to me, is as good a definition of a saint as any other. A saint is someone who lets the light of God shine through their lives. A saint is someone who is completely him or herself, with the gifts and talents and personality that God designed them to be. An individual with all the quirks and character that makes them unique, yet at the same time transparent to God. The light of his love shines through their lives and can be seen by others. Saints are the men and women of every age in whose lives we can glimpse heaven in our midst. Sanctity or saintliness is not about hero worship, as many fondly imagine, but about making the light of God's love apparent to others. We and all the saints are partners in making evident his saving grace in a dark world. A world which for us is getting rather dark this month. So let us pray that we too may become more transparent to God, to be the people who, like the saints depicted in stained glass windows, let the light of his love shine through. Yes, we may not feel worthy or able to do so, but let us remember that many whom we commemorate as saints in the Christian calendar felt exactly the same way. So as we share in fellowship today, let us remember that we do so surrounded by a cloud of unseen witnesses who, despite our inadequacies and failings, are cheering us on as we let his light grow within us and through us. Amen.